You're listening to KTOO's Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guests are here to tell us about the Handbell Choir Concert. Welcome. Would you please introduce yourselves?
Lucy Merrill, I'm the director.
Hi, Judith Mitchell, and I play in the bell choir and sometimes piano.
Well, welcome both of you to the show. I'm really excited because you've brought some bells today, so we're going to hear a couple of little samples. But I was wondering, first of all, if you could just tell me a little bit about handbells. I don't know much about this instrument, and I see there's a few different kinds.
We have handbells are a pretty new instrument. It is an instrument, but it's one of the very most unique instruments because you can play with one person, but most people play with a number up to maybe 12 or 14, depending on how many bells you have. Resurrection has 5 octaves of Malmark bells and 3 octaves of choir chimes, and we'll be using those all in the concert.
And how many members does your choir have?
We have about 10 ringers right now, or 11. We're short one, but in January we'll be back to full strength, so we're excited.
How many concerts do you do every year?
Doing one is a huge job. So.
One's enough.
Yeah, sometimes we've done one in the spring, and the most we would do is one at Christmas time and one in the spring.
Okay. How long has this handbell choir been around? How long have you each been a part of it?
Well, I started it at Resurrection, I'm guessing 30 or 35 years ago.
Wow.
And when did you start?
Well, I've probably been in and out 20 years over that period of time.
Yeah. So it's we have some long-timers and we have some people that have just been playing a year or two. So we incorporate them when needed.
And we're always looking for additional bell ringers. Yeah. So anyone who can basically read music, or even if you know your right hand from your left hand, he can generally work with you.
And you mentioned that these bells belong to the church.
They belong to the church.
Uh-huh. It definitely seems like the concerts are kind of close to the Christian holidays, Christmas mm-hmm. and Easter, and sort of associated with a bit of a sacredness inside the church.
Right, but we do play some pretty irreverent music, too.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, and you were mentioning you'd like some, you're recruiting for new members all the time. So is it all ages, all abilities?
Well, not necessarily all ages.
Okay.
You know, maybe high school and older. But
okay.
It's hard to know when I ask people, can you read music? And they say, oh, yes, I can. I find that they don't know that they can't read music. They've sung in a choir and they're really not looking at the music. They're listening and they're matching what's sung. That doesn't work with bells because everybody's part is different. So you can't match anything. And
So it's more than just knowing the notes.
Yes, yeah.
Right. And, actually, bell choir, working in a bell choir, playing in a bell choir is the best option for teamwork that there is. Because if you're going to do a run, you might have one note or two out of a series of 8. And you rely on everyone else to make sure that they're playing in exactly the right tempo so that you can hit your 2 notes in the middle of this big stream of notes. So it's a very it's really builds camaraderie and teamwork.
Yeah, that sounds hard. It sounds challenging.
It is challenging. And I tell people when they start at the very beginning that if you play 2 notes your first rehearsal, I'll be thrilled. Because there's a very steep learning curve. You have to learn how to ring. You have to remember which bell is in which hand. You have to look at your music, and it's like looking at a piano score. Everybody has the full score of whatever's being played, but you have to remember which are your notes in that mass of notes. And so by the time you figure that all out, we're in the next measure. So it's a very steep learning curve, but very fun.
But we are fun, and we're really easygoing,
yeah.
So it's not so stressful as it sounds.
Yes.
Well, I can't stand looking at these bells anymore without listening to them do something. So you brought us some to play today. Tell me about these bells.
Well, I'll tell you, playing bells, there's your regular ringing stroke, which is what we do most of the time. But there's so many special effects. We have
just grab one.
Yeah. This is our low. Well, we have a C that's lower than this one, but this is one of our bells. This is one of our low bells. The other C that's an octave lower, I didn't bring because I'm not strong enough to ring it.
Oh, it's a big bell.
It's a big bell.
I can ring it if I use two hands very carefully, but our bass bell ringers need to ring quickly with one arm. I can't do it.
And I'll just ring a high note so you can kind of hear the difference between a low ring and a high.
Yeah, and those go an octave and a half higher than that bell that she played and an octave lower than the one that I played.
That's really interesting. So I just to so for our listeners, the one in your hand there, what did you say? It's a middle C?
No, it's an octave below middle C.
An octave below middle C, and it's a large one that you're holding in your hand, and you also held that one in your hand. But you brought some mallets, too. What do you do with those?
Well, we have, for those of you that know piano music or anything, when you want to stop sound, a staccato mark, there's lots of different ways to do that. If you lay the bell on the table, you can flick the clapper down. I don't have the right kind of padded chair, padded table here to. That's
I don't know
kind
if you
of,
can hear that on the radio.
Yeah, but I think it's picking it up a little bit.
And then, or you can, we call thumb damp it, so you can put your thumb on the bell when you ring it. Mm-hmm. And you can play it with a mallet while it's on the table. You can play it with a mallet while it's suspended in your hand, which gives kind of an ethereal effect. So.
Right. So normally it'll just vibrate. But when you play a lot of notes together, we can hit it this way. And you can hear how it stops the
That's,
note.
Are you thumb damping it
I
there?
I am thumb damping it. Or we hit it on the table. And it makes a...
We have. Yeah, that's we cool. just have a chair cushion from the church that we brought to do that.
Well, you guys came very prepared. I'm glad you brought that.
But our handheld tables are, I think, 6 inches of foam before you get to the real table. So because the bell metal is quite fragile, and especially with the bass bells, you really need that much foam to protect them when you play them. Because we play martellate, which is when you hit the bell on the table. And I'm not going to do that because we don't have the right kind of equipment here. Right. So anyway.
And you have we have a stick here that you can use, and you can make what we call a singing bell, which she's moving that the wooden stick along the edge of the bell, and it makes a...
I think it's picking up, yeah.
Yeah, makes a
there
humming.
You go.
Oops. I tell my ringers if it gets to clatter like that, you're doing it wrong, and here I am doing it wrong. But I don't get to ring very much.
Do as I say, not as I do, right?
Right.
All those sounds are lovely. Do you have a few other effects that you can demonstrate?
Let's see. We can toll, which is where you ring it, and then you go back over your shoulder and forward. It's the Doppler effect where the pitch goes up and down according to sound. Anyway, the other interesting thing about going to a bell concert is watching a handbell choir is very visual. You can see what's happening. Like when there's a scale, we're playing the Ukrainian bell carol, there's a lot of scales in that. And you can see it going up and down the table.
Hmm.
Yeah, and when you pluck, one section may be plucking, and you can see they're doing something different. So it's a lot of fun to watch besides just listen to them.
Oh, that's so cool. Yeah. Well, the concert is this Sunday afternoon, is that right?
At 3 o'clock.
3 uh-huh. o'clock at Lutheran Resurrection Church.
And it's free.
Oh, lovely.
And family friendly.
Yeah.
And we're asking if people want to make a donation. They can bring cash donations or canned food, non-perishables, for our food pantry, which is the largest one in Juneau. So we go through a lot of food. We feed from 150 to 250 people a week.
Wow. That sounds like those donations are needed and well used. What songs are on the program? You mentioned the Ukrainian bell.
Ukrainian bell carol. We've got arrangements of, help me, Judy.
Lohau Rose,
Patapan.
We can play a little Patapan if you want to hear just a little bit.
Definitely.
What we brought with us. And we'll attempt to do this kind of not set up exactly right. Lucy's going to hold the bell
improvising.
Tree, but we have bells strung together. So if we need to play a melody pretty quick and pretty fast, we can play them with mallets. And so I'm going to play some mallets, and we'll just play a phrase from Patapan.
Thank you. Oh, that sounds so cool. Well, the top one didn't play too well because it's not in a regular bell tree stand. I'm holding it. So.
It's all right. But
that was quite fun to watch as well.
You can get an idea. And I was playing that with two mallets. And the top notes, as you can hear, have a real vibration. But
definitely.
In a large room as opposed to the studio, it sounds really good. And the rest of the bell choir is playing along. And we have tambourines and other things.
Yes.
So we'll also have, piano music and singing?
Piano music. We've got a choir that's going to sing a couple numbers. Lori Clough is bringing her harp, so we'll have a couple numbers on harp. And part of it is the audience gets to play chimes. So we'll pass them out in the audience. We'll give a quick lesson on how you do this and pass out the appropriately marked music. And we'll sing carols and the audience will accompany themselves.
I think that sounds like so much fun.
Yeah. There's going to be a lot going on. Not just bells, but lots of other music. So celebrate the season.
I love it. It sounds so cool and beautiful. Very seasonal, as you said, too. Definitely Christmassy, something Christmassy about it. So.
That's pretty happy music, happy concert,
and a very unique sound.
Yeah.
It was cool to hear it in the studio. Yeah. It's a first for me, so I'm a little overexcited.
Well, then you'll have to come to the concert and see what all is going on.
Definitely. Thank you so much for being here today. Again, Sunday afternoon, 3 p.m., Lutheran Resurrection Church. That's the one in the flats.
Yes. On the corner of 10th and Glacier Avenue.
Lucy and Judith, thank you so much for that informative and beautiful demonstration of the handbells today. I hope you have a great time on Sunday.
Oh, we will. Thanks.